The Big 8 Morning Mess with Mark Kay and Megan. Time for...
Am I wrong?
Violet is here for Am I Wrong. Violet, what's going on?
I have a friend, and she is just completely dating the wrong guy. She's been with this... he's basically a jerk. They've been on again, off again for years, and it's always him who just kind of ends it out of the blue, always leaves her hanging, and she's left down. And obviously, me and our friends have to pick her back up, and then he comes back around, and he's been doing this for years. So she just started talking to him again.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, he's... Oh, my gosh, he's such a jerk. I wish I could have... You know, picture the worst guy that your friend has ever dated.
I know him well.
10 times worse. He's, 10 times
Shut
worse
up.
Than that. So, I'm not sugarcoating this at all. Or I'm not under-sugarcoating.
Okay, I got it. Under-sugarcoating.
So, he moved to Orlando, and after dumping her, bringing her back on, dumping her, he's like, oh, okay, now move down here with me. And before he left, he just, upped and moved, didn't tell her, and, totally left her hanging. And now a few months later, he's like, come move here with me. Let's start dating again.
Oh, boy.
And she's thinking about quitting her job, leaving everything to go live there with him. And I'm like, look at the history a few years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's going to quit her job and go, she's going to go move to Orlando with this guy.
Yes, and I'm sure in 4 months, 5 months, he's going to be like, this isn't working. He's going to kick her out because it's his place, and now she's going to be unemployed and not
Yeah, he's going to meet someone else.
Violet, what's your friend's name?
Her name's Maggie.
What's the guy's name, bud?
His name is Logan, which, it's already kind of a douchey name.
So. Okay, hang on. We apologize to any Logans who may be listening.
Hello?
Maggie.
Hi. Who's this?
Maggie, hi. It's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. Good morning.
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Did I win something?
No, sorry.
It's so weird.
No, I know. You didn't win anything. You didn't win anything.
Oh.
Maggie, we actually have your friend Violet on the phone.
Oh, hey, Violet. Hey,
Maggie.
What's
up? Hi. Maggie, listen, Violet called us because she's really concerned about you and Logan. She doesn't want you moving to Orlando and quitting your job to be with Logan because she said he's a jerk times 10.
Oh, okay.
And you keep falling for his crap.
Wait, hold on. This is, seriously not the first time that she's ever brought him up to me like this.
Right.
Well, yeah, of course.
I'm seriously sick of it. She has no idea what she's talking about. She's not in our relationship. I don't even know what to say to her anymore. Okay? She's like, okay, first of all, we love each other. Okay? He's not a douchebag. She always calls him a douchebag. Always. She goes, why are you with that douchebag?
Because
why are you with that douchebag?
Is.
Okay?
Okay.
No.
All right.
Well,
no
if is he screwing you over or has he screwed you over?
I mean, what the thing is, he and I were just trying to figure out our relationship right now. Okay?
Right. How many times have you broken up and gotten back together?
That doesn't matter. We're
like
not
20 million
times.
Okay, all right, hang on.
I mean, it does matter. That's why she's concerned.
Maggie, I'm sorry. Can you hang on 1 second?
Okay.
We're going to let you talk. Don't go anywhere. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We have some people on the line who have some advice for you. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Should Maggie move to Orlando, quit her job, and be with Logan? Or is this just going to end in failure?
We're trying to figure out a relationship, and we can't do it if we're apart. That's why I'm moving.
All right. And Violet says, I love Maggie. She's my best friend. This guy's a D-bag, and they've broken up 20 billion times, and he's just going to hurt her. Is that right, Violet?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't believe it.
She's like, don't move to Orlando. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Hey, Bethany.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, Bethany. What's your advice?
Oh, my gosh. I think she's got the goggles on or something. I have no idea. But if she goes and she breaks up with him for just a little bit, she may find that he's a sleazeball.
So you're saying don't go.
Don't go to Orlando. She needs to, go on her own, spread her wings, and she just may find that she's, a strong woman.
Yeah. And if he wanted to be with her, he would move to be with her. I don't believe in ever moving for a guy. I would never do that.
Exactly. If he wants to be with her, he'll do what it takes to be with her.
Huh.
I agree.
You know, I mean, I've seen it time and time again. I mean, I think he, you know, he's probably cheating on her. I don't know, but he's...
Well, he breaks up with her, so it wouldn't technically be cheating because they're on a break. Look, my wife quit her job and moved with me.
Were you engaged?
What? No.
Oh.
Also, I wasn't a douchebag. Well, back then.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Only I...
Maybe you guys were like more... I don't know. I just don't believe in like quitting your dream and what you're doing just to go for some guy that you that's very inconsistent.
If your boyfriend, hey, thanks for calling. If your boyfriend got a big job in like a big city and said, come with me, you wouldn't go?
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
Because I wouldn't quit my job because I like my job. If I hated my job, then maybe I would. But like I like my job and I'm like doing a good job. So I feel like I don't want to leave.
You like your job?
Yeah.
I'm so happy to hear that. Steph, because people have worked here before and they hated it. I didn't really like them either.
Yeah.
Stephanie from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Great. What do you want to say, Stephanie?
I agree with Violet.
Don't move.
Don't move. Yeah.
Don't move.
I've done it before. I moved to Texas.
Oh, yeah.
From Florida. The guy broke up with me several times before, and I didn't listen to my friend. And I only lasted there a year and a half. And it just was not good. And I moved back to Jacksonville, obviously.
Yeah.
And things are better than ever for me. I let go of that guy, and I have a better life. I'm getting married. I have another baby, you know, with this guy, and things are so much better without him.
See, sometimes...
If I listened to my friends in the first place, I would have never moved to Texas.
Right. But see, it took that. You learned so much from that, and you realized what's the best for you. Maybe you needed that to happen for you to get over him. You know what I'm saying?
So, that is true.
So Megan, you're saying that she should go to learn a hard life lesson.
I'm not. I'm just saying sometimes people are so stubborn and so in their ways, it doesn't matter like what anybody else tells them, no matter how much that person loves them, that I think that unless they physically go through some traumatic experience, they're never going
to
learn.
All right. Well, the moral of the story is friends don't let friends move to Texas.
Right.
Hey, Stephanie, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Or Orlando, which the traffic is horrible.
Or anywhere.
Yeah. Luce, good morning. What do you want to say?
If it was my decision, I would definitely say no, I'm not going to move. But, you know, some people like destructive relationships. And if that's what they're used to, then they don't want to, you know, defer to a good relationship. So at the end of the day, no matter how many opinions she gets, it's going to be her decision. But I wouldn't move.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. Joey. Joey? Okay. Thanks for calling, Joey. Emily.
Yes.
Hey, Emily, what's your advice?
I feel like she should move to Orlando.
Why do you feel she should move to Orlando?
Well, first of all, I actually live in Jacksonville. I came from Orlando. It's a great city. There's a lot of opportunity there.
I love Orlando.
Oh, so you're with the Chamber of Commerce. I get it.
And, you know, that's a lesson that she's going to have to learn on her own.
Yeah.
And as a friend, you know, if she's just there for her to support her, she'll probably be back, you know. But that's something that's a really important lesson that a young woman, I feel like, has to learn in her life.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. There are some lessons you can only learn the hard way.
Yep.
And if they're really friends... Then what Violet should say is, I'll be there for you. When the rain starts to fall, I'll be there for you. Like, you know, I've been there before.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like she will be there for her no matter what happens. That's what friends are. You know what I mean?
I'll be there for you because you're there for me too.
Okay, stop. We get it. Ross Geller.
No way. I'm more of a Chandler. Oh, and speaking of which, we've got Joey on the phone. Joey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Great. Well, what's your advice, Joey?
Well, she should listen to her friend. Don't move to O-Town. She has to be true to herself and love herself first before she can, you know, go depending on some guy. And don't be afraid to be alone. You know, enjoy this time, you know, this freedom to grow.
It's better to be lonely in Jacksonville than together with someone in Orlando.
Hey, O-Town's only 2 hours away, so you can always drive and go to Disney World and be happy.
That is true. Also, please don't call it O-Town.
Yeah.
They hate that. It's like calling Atlanta Hot Atlanta. Nobody actually.
I hate that.
Nobody actually does that. 340-9595-800-475-9595. Hey, Cynthia.
Yes.
Holly, what's your advice for Maggie?
Which one's Maggie? The one that's moving to?
Yes, Orlando? The one that wants to move away to Orlando.
My advice for her is don't do it. If she's had a rocky relationship with this man ever since she's met, been with him, known him, if you move to a new city with him, you're going to be by yourself.
Yep.
When you break up, you're not going to be right there by your friends, or you can't just drive down the road to go cry on your friend's shoulder. You're going to be in a new city all by yourself with people you don't even know, and the only person you know is the man that just broke up with you.
Yeah. I mean, and he sounds very inconsistent, so not even just breaking up, but like, what if they're fighting? Like, what will she do? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
where are you going to go? Yeah.
I mean, Disney World is very close by, and that is the happiest place on earth.
By yourself? I think that's not.
Yeah, exactly. By yourself. No one wants. I don't even want to go to a club or a bar by myself.
No.
What makes you think someone's going to want to go to a bigger place by themselves?
I'd go to Disney World by myself.
You're a kid.
Because you're a freak.
No, you get the line. I mean, the single rider line, you get right to the front, man.
That's creepy also.
I'm just saying. All right. I agree with you, though, that maybe she shouldn't move, especially if her friends are that much against it. But
and she should just give up on him. If he can't be serious and treat her, no woman should go through 9-10 breakups or fights or whatever. No matter if she loves them or not, you have to respect yourself.
Yeah, but at a point, you have to blame yourself, too. Like, you can't blame the guy if you keep going back to him.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. Jacqueline, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, Jacqueline. What do you want to say?
I would just want to say that I think she should go. I'm coming from the same experience, but I didn't just leave cities. I left states. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from Nevada, and I moved to Jacksonville to be with my boyfriend who's in the Navy.
Okay,
so, but did your boyfriend break up with you a bunch of times and
was
cheat
he a big
on
jerk
you?
Wad?
No, but if he did, I would still stay.
If he cheated on you, you would still stay?
No, not with him, but in Jacksonville. I would never go back to where I'm from.
Oh, because you like Jacksonville.
Well, sounds like you just hate Nevada.
No, I don't. I was born and raised in Nevada. I lived in Nevada for 28 years.
Yeah.
But just moving and seeing different things and seeing what the world opens up to you.
Okay.
If it does end up breaking up with her, she can find better things.
Okay, let me ask you one really serious question, Jacqueline.
Yes.
Is it Nevada or Nevada?
It's Nevada.
Oh, I've been saying it wrong all these years.
I'm sure it just depends on
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. It's Nevada.
No, it's just whoever. It depends on who's saying it.
Megan, she's from there.
It doesn't mean that's just the way that's her accent. Nevada. Right,
but she's from there.
Doesn't mean that that's the way everyone says it there.
That's exactly what it means.
No, it doesn't.